We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Mice will play. We never in a million years could get away with this without her going, ugh. Ugh. Led Zeppelin is your artist of the day.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Sam Stevie III making their debut as artist of the day because we could never get away with it when Dana was here. I believe that is correct. So good afternoon, everybody. It is a comfortable 81 degrees and partly cloudy in Kansas City.
Thank you, meteorologist Scott Parks.
And Dan Weinbaum is filling in today for Dana Wright.
I appreciate you bringing me in.
Who is making sure that she exhausts all of her vacation days before the year is out.
I've got a lot of vacation days I need to take.
Well, you're leaving tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going on vacation.
What?
Huh?
Wait.
What?
You're going to Florida to see your wife.
Yeah. It's a work trip.
And you're going to... Damn.
Yeah. I'm working off-site. I've been stuck at home for 6 months, you know, working off-site, like so many people are. And so I'm going to go down to Florida and stay for quite some time, and I'm going to work.
How long are we going to be in Florida?
2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to take a single one of those days as vacation.
Well, I might take one or two. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's going to work from the beach.
As long as I have a Wi-Fi connection and electricity to recharge the computer, I'm good to go. This is the new way of working.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Used mm-hmm. very loosely, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't even feel even remotely guilty about this.
Guilty about what?
Going down to Florida, sitting on the beach, and then saying, oh, I am at work.
No. Why would I? I'm not making anything. My job consists a lot of sitting in front of a computer and typing. Hmm. Yeah. So I can do that almost anywhere.
How pathetic.
You could do it.
I'm committed.
Well, you need to be, probably. I've been listening.
Walked right into that one.
Nice. Teed it right up, didn't I?
Low-hanging fruit.
Did you hear about the Big Ten today, guys?
Yeah, they're going to play starting late October, I think.
October 22nd, I believe it is. And let me check my calendar here. The Big Ten voting this morning that they are going to play an 8-game season.
Okay.
It will start on October. Hang on.
23rd, I think it is, something like that.
I believe I saw 23rd, yes.
Is that a Saturday?
Now we got to pull up the calendar.
No, it's October 24th.
Ah, okay.
That's the Saturday. The 25th is a Sunday.
Okay.
Thank God in heaven. Mm. Money does talk, doesn't it?
Or it does.
Societal pressure.
Or going into a recruit's living room and saying, I know we didn't play this year, but we sure would like to have you here next fall.
Right. Well, that's put schools and when it comes to the sports, the coaches and all those people and the families and the kids, they're all in a weird, awkward 2020 situation.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's almost no winners no matter what because of what has happened, and everyone's just trying to deal with it.
Well, you know, like, speaking of school, I have Maya tonight. You know, we got soccer practice after work. And then Maya's at my house. She's always at my house on Wednesday nights and every weekend. And so I was talking to her mom today, and I said, you know, I'm just going to keep Maya at my place tomorrow, and then I'll bring her over in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's fine. I said, would you make sure that she brings all of her school stuff, you know, her laptop and all this other stuff? And she said, yeah, tomorrow morning, all she has to do is just check in at 7:50 with her teacher. They do a roll call.
Right.
Okay. And so Shonda was telling me, she said, all she has to do is log on at 7:50, and then they just send her a bunch of work. And with all respect, because I know these teachers are busting their tails.
Yeah, they are.
This is the worst case scenario, if you were a teacher, that you could have ever imagined.
Right.
But I said to Shonda, I said, it's almost like they're completely losing a year. Because, and let me backtrack a little bit. She said, yeah, yesterday Maya just had to check in, and then she just Zoomed with all of her friends all day.
Mm.
I'm like, wow, that's learning a lot. I mean, are these kids learning anything? With all respect, and I don't mean this as a dig on the teachers. I do not mean this as a dig.
In the situation that they are in and the way they're having to do it.
They're doing the best they can.
Are
the kids getting
something? Are they getting some knowledge? Are they getting instruction? Are they retaining it? Is the learning process happening is what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that it is.
It is
to a point.
My kids got to learn how to Zoom again yesterday.
Yeah,
you get out of it as much as you want to put into it. It's like an online college course. They're just being thrown into this pool of online schooling much sooner than most people choose to.
Well, I guess.
I mean, it is new, especially for that age and for because no one expected to have to do this with their kids and balance the work and who's going to be here and check up and make sure that they're not messing around on the computer until they get older, of course, when they go to college and beyond. So no one really expected for all this stuff to happen. And I think everybody that has school-age kids, they're all in the same boat in a sense. They all have to deal with this. And so I don't know if, depending on what kind of benchmark you want to apply to, are they getting enough education? Are they getting the full education and the full experience of going to school, et cetera? I think they're all going to have to deal with that. So I think they're all going to be maybe a little bit behind before we get back to normal.
Well, but what happens when we get back to normal then, Dan?
Well, then we just get back to normal. I mean,
let's say we get back to normal next summer. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a 10th grader.
Right.
When she starts the 11th grade, is she really educationally a 10th grader? Because she didn't learn crap.
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. But then you've got that happening across the country with all the kids. And so maybe what you do instead of having the benchmark expectations of, okay, at this point, when you graduate high school, you will have this amount of knowledge. They'll have to slide that a little bit.
Slide it backwards.
Yeah, they're going to drop the expectations by a year for everybody. Otherwise, you'd have an entire generation of students that are, quote unquote, a year behind.
And what do you do when they go to college?
But they're a year behind according to what? So you
previous
can
standards.
You can set the standards, of course, and then you can still instruct children and students to get them up to those standards. You just have to manipulate the back end of it. Okay, instead of being here at this point, you're going to be here at this point. You know, there's no rush.
And by here at this point, you mean you're going to be back.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, is it not like we're just flunking an entire generation of students?
Maybe what they should do is come up with grade 13 and have kids go back for another 6 months for grade 13.
I'm not going to tell you
I don't know.
Where I went to school where that happened, where there was a 13th grade, because all you do is make fun of me, Sam Stevie III.
Where did you live before you lived in Lansing?
I lived in Dusseldorf, Germany.
Oh, really?
We had a 13th grade.
Huh. I went back. I had a 13th year, and I lived here in the States.
Well, that was by choice, Dan.
No, not really by choice, just by screwing up.
What do you mean you went to... You didn't have a 13th grade.
I've told you this
Did
before,
you have
haven't
to
I?
Repeat a grade?
I repeated a grade.
What grade?
Senior year.
You flunked your senior year in high school?
I did. Yeah.
By the way, the hardest year to flunk.
Well, I did a really good job. No, I flunked English. I flunked math. I flunked band. I flunked, I think even
band?
Science. Yeah. Yeah. I was not a good student, shall we say, at that time.
You flunked your senior year in high school?
I did.
How does one do that?
Just by...
They want to get rid of you.
Well, I know, but you just put your head down on the desk and sleep through class.
Or you don't show up,
or you just, you know.
And you flunked band?
Yeah, I did.
What instrument did you play?
I played the French horn.
He didn't, that's the point.
Well, no, I did. It's just I didn't do the things that you need to get the grades. I just kind of blew it off. I just blew it off. I didn't put anything into it. And then I flunked.
How embarrassing.
Actually, it really wasn't that bad.
When you had to go back to school with the kids who were juniors when you were a senior?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
They were now your classmates, and that wasn't embarrassing?
Well, all right, here's the full story. When I was a kid, I was advanced a grade. So I was always...
Oh, here's how we're going to justify it.
Oh, no, not justifying it, just explaining. I was advanced a grade. And so I was always 1 year younger than everybody in my class. And so what happened here...
So you were just playing catch up.
What happened here, we had a little course correction, you know. And what it did, it allowed me to mature a little bit more.
I see.
And then go back for a second senior year, which was... It was actually pretty cool because I was Dan the Man on the five-year plan. It was
no,
pretty
that's
cool.
Not cool.
Oh, it was back in my high school. It was a pretty cool
Dan
thing.
The Man on the five-year high school plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you called yourself?
No, I didn't call myself that.
Is that what
others
other people did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were making fun of you, Dan.
No, they were making fun of the situation.
No,
and then we were still
fun
partying.
Of you.
No, not really.
Dan the Man on the five-year plan?
Yeah, it was kind of a badge of honor, actually. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Flunking?
So I went back for second year.
Stop.
A badge of honor?
Flunking your senior year in high school
That's
was
right.
a badge of honor.
No, not that. The
Dan
nickname.
The Man on the five-year
sure.
plan?
Sure. Yeah, it was fun.
They were making fun of you.
No, not really.
Okay.
No. Not in a bad way. They're making fun of the situation, of course, but not in a bad way. It wasn't like I was shunned.
Wasn't in a good way.
Well, no, it was a good time. It was a good time. I went back for the second senior year, and I struggled then as well. And then
you obviously passed.
Well, yes,
we think so.
Things were made to happen, and I got out of high school, and then went in the Navy, and then grew up, and there you go.
All right, 576-7798. So my daughter gets on to her Zoom yesterday morning, logs in at 7:50, and then spends the rest of the day Zooming with her friends. Honest to God, I'm being serious, and I know we got to get to the break, Sam. This is a lost year in their lives. It really is.
Well, is it lost, or is there stuff that So I don't see it as being lost.
Okay. All right. Let's take it to the people.
Yeah.
Let's take it to the people. 576-7798. Dan Weinbaum. He is in for Dana Wright. He is Dan the Man on the five-year plan. Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBC. All right, welcome back.
It wasn't the night. It was my senior year in school.
And the entire senior year that I pissed away.
You know, when you look back, when you have as many years on you, as many road miles on you as I do, and you look back and you go, okay, if we base everything off of what we did or didn't do in those high school years, well, then, you know, that's not good. It's a learning time, you know. You learn, you're growing, you're maturing, or not, and, you know, you move on and make something of yourself. Well, then, okay, whatever.
Oh, and by the way, for the texters, like, you're a jerk. Dan and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah, you're just ribbing me. That's all right.
And friends goof on each other. If you don't goof on your friends, I don't think you have good friends. I goof, and Sam goofs on me. I goof on Sam.
I goof on all y'all.
I goof on Dana. She goofs on me.
If you could hear me at home when I'm goofing on y'all, listening to you.
Russ,
we get the texts.
Russ in Gallatin. Hello, Russ.
Yeah, what they need to do with education is just streamline it and focus on two things, composition and math. When I say composition, I mean all composition, reading, spelling, sentence sequence, and when I say math, and going to algebra. Because let me tell you something, if you're proficient in composition and you're proficient at math and you know algebra, you can go to college. You can take a 12-year-old if they're that good and go to college and be successful. That's all it is. Because you can learn anything else once you have those two down.
So, Russ, you're saying basically to simplify what it is that we are teaching according to grade level.
Streamline to what's important, and that's composition of math. Even if you go take an acupuncture test at a local college, all that is on is composition of math, and if you pass that, you can go to college. I mean, that, because if you have that down, you can go learn anything. It's easy to learn. If your composition is just top-notch and your math top-notch, you can learn science, you can learn history, you can learn whatever you want. It's easy.
Basic skills. Fundamentals, basically.
Focus on those two things and leave out everything else and try to get those kids to be as proficient in composition and all things composition, all things math, and leave everything else alone right now.
All right, man. Hey, Russ, do appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in Kansas City. Brian, good afternoon.
How you doing? Love your show.
Thank you. It's yours. Thank you. Go ahead, buddy. Brian.
I think he was just giving us a shout out.
He's still on one.
Maybe he muted himself.
Aaron in Lone Jack. Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Heather.
Hey. Okay, so, you know, I think that even though things are different this year, these kids are still learning valuable lessons, because virtual learning is something that I had a lot of virtual-only courses, like in grad school, and had never taken courses like that before, and these kids are learning that, you know, before they even get to college. So I think they're still learning valuable tools.
I think it's interesting because now they're having to use the computers and their tablets and their phones for something good, education, and not just for the tickety-tock videos, you know, and Snapchatting.
Did you say tickety-tock?
I did.
Tickety-tock. He went there, yeah.
I went there.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right, Aaron, you have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, 576-7798. Jim, Brian, we'll try you back when we get back. 576-7798. Did she really say coming to drive? We're going to do a little mixtape later on this afternoon with our good buddy Dan Weinbaum, ladies and gents.
Oh, boy.
He is in the building. Good to see you, man. It's been a long time.
It has been a while.
You doing all right down there in the West Bottoms?
Yeah, doing all right. Just got the bureau down there in the West Bottoms and,
Holding down the fort?
Holding down the fort.
Okay.
Yeah. I am getting a little tired, though, and I think...
What do you mean tired?
Everybody is just getting a little tired. There's still so many of us that are basically at home. We're kind of still on a quarantine in a sense.
You got a roommate down there?
Yeah, I got a couple of roommates.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to get the mixtape categories figured out here. I want to. You like hip hop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, depends. I mean. Okay. I'm not really into mumble rap. you know.
Oh, but, no.
Yeah.
Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Well, to avoid my five-year plan, I had to write 127 lines of Shakespeare from memory to get an A for every 10 that I could do. And it just did get me passed in English.
Wow.
But currently today, we are paying more attention to the curriculum and what they're learning than we ever have before. Maybe we should have been doing that for a long time before just now. So let's refocus on this some, and let's make for sure that education does continue to advance. Take care, my friend.
All right, Jim, be
Thanks,
well, my
Jim.
Friend.
Yeah, you know, he brings up an interesting point. For the most part, for many, many, many years, we send the kids to school, and they've got the curriculum, and now with the computers at home and the kids at home zooming, we get to see, we get to be in the classroom. In a sense, and see. Oh,
what do you
okay.
mean we?
Collective we.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm very fortunate. I'll say that
your
my
kid's
son
out of the house.
Is gone. Yes, because I don't know how you folks are doing it.
Well, he's in the Navy, right?
Yeah, he's
is
in the
he
Navy.
On, is he on a ship?
No, he's stationed on land right now. He's assigned to a ship, but he's on land.
Are they letting them go out?
They can go around the area. His
no,
base.
I mean on the ship. Do they go out on the ship or because of COVID,
his ship is in dry dock anyway, but there are ships that deploy and that are out there mm-hmm. and do stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What you got there?
Oh, I'm looking through the categories. Here's one that you've been to a lot of concerts in your life, right?
Sure.
Okay, that'll be one of them. Sam, have you been to a lot of concerts? I know you're only 23.
I have, yes.
Okay, good. Then that category is going to work. I'm trying to do two things at once.
That's all right.
So anyway, we're talking about the kids and the virtual learning because, you know, I was working it out with the ex-wife earlier today, and Maya's at my house tonight, and tomorrow morning, Shonda told me all Maya has to do is log on at 7:50.
Mm-hmm.
They do roll call. She has to check in, and then she'll get her assignments for the rest of the day. But yesterday, apparently, according to Shonda, Maya spent most of the day just Zooming with her friends.
Did she get her work done?
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm assuming so.
It's almost like when you're out sick or you've got to go to the hospital for a little bit for a week or whatever, and the teacher puts together your lesson plans and the stuff you're supposed to work on, your homework. Or like if you're going on when you're – did you ever do this when you were a kid – did you ever take a family vacation and you had to miss school and so they put together the little packet for you?
Yeah,
so you would do
so.
Homework while you're on your vacation so you could, you know, get the best of both worlds,
right.
If you will.
You know,
it's kind of like that, I think. And then the onus is on the student and on their responsible adults
yeah.
to make sure that they get it done.
But I guess my train of thought has been recently, you know, because they were virtual learning starting in March of this year, okay? They're probably going to hybrid learn through probably next summer, I would imagine, until or unless we get this thing knocked down or we get a vaccine, which will probably be sometime next summer. This is kind of just a lost year.
It feels like it, but I think there's opportunity in that. There's opportunity. Like with me, I'm going off-site, and I can still work, you know, just because the kid has to be on Zoom for class doesn't mean they have to be in their kitchen at home. You could go somewhere and go explore, go on vacation, go somewhere, and still, as long as you have an internet connection, they can still attend school.
How do teachers monitor accountability, though? Because
that's a good question.
Kids answer share. And now you've just basically opened up this wide open space for kids to answer share. Maybe do 1/10 of the work, have 9 other friends do the other tenths of the work, and then swap answers.
Where does the accountability
You're not
come
anything
in?
At that point?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I hadn't
Sam.
Even thought about that, Sam. I mean, we thought cheating was easy when we were in the class.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's much easier because there's nobody sitting there watching. You.
Great point. Great point.
I've always been good with open book learning and open book tests and all that because I've always felt.
Except for 1 year.
Well, yeah. I've always felt, once I became an adult and was able to think about these things, I've always thought, what's more important, me memorizing the stuff to take the test and pass it, or that I have actually retained something and know how to find it and learn something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know the answer, well, are you punished? Or here, this is how you get the answer, and now you've learned something.
Well, they do say there are two arms to knowledge, knowing something and knowing how to find something.
Right.
Well, you know, and I got to thinking about it just now. the teachers coming in doing attendance, you only have so many teachers, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're doing this hybrid thing right now. So A through K, you come in on Thursday and Friday. L through Z, you come in on Monday and Tuesday.
Depending on what color you're in.
Oh, by the way, you need a master's... Yes. In engineering to figure out this schedule. It is incredible.
Do they have to wear the same color shirts if it's like a green day?
So no. That,
I don't know.
No. But
I'm
but,
so glad I don't have
but,
to deal
but,
with it.
But to the point, sorry, you know, the teachers who are teaching my daughter in person Monday, Tuesday, are teaching the other kids on Thursday and Friday. And this just dawned on me, like, why are we just doing attendance and then just giving them curriculum for the rest of the day? Because those teachers now have to go back and teach A through K kids, and they give the L through Z kids stuff to work on at home.
They're all overlapping and stacking. And,
right. Let's do attendance real quick. Here are your assignments, and I will see you next Monday.
Well, you know what it's like when you're in high school and you've got all these different classes. You may have a home room that you went to, and then you all disperse, and some of them stay in that class because that teacher, homeroom teacher, is going to be teaching you science.
Right.
And now these kids go over here and they blend with these people, and then it's such organized chaos in person that I cannot even imagine what it's like on a computer.
So Dan, from the text line, I think if the teachers are going to be paid the full amount for their job, then they should be online in front of the camera where the kids can see them. But Texter, with respect, 9607, that's what I was just talking about. You only have so many teachers to go around. So the teacher who is teaching your kid on Monday and Tuesday in person is teaching somebody else's kids on Thursday and Friday in person, and they can't be online.
Well, theoretically, they could set up a camera and just broadcast the class. And so since your kid who's going to be missing on this specific class could just chime in that way and see the actual curriculum taught that day.
I think we're going to go through a lot of growing pains this fall.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe we'll get it fixed by the spring. Where, to Sam's point, and it's a good one, you know, maybe we put up a camera in the back of the room, A through K, you're in person Monday and Tuesday, and L through Z, you guys are on Zoom, but we're all seeing the same class.
I just wonder what this is going to, what will come after this, because I just don't think, and maybe it will, maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't think we'll ever go back to the way it was.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think there's something could change here. It's kind of like with jobs and all these white collar jobs where companies and managers and bosses are learning, oh, they don't really need to be here. We don't really need this big building. Maybe this will prompt something within education. I don't know. I have no idea what it could be, but I think it could change.
Are you going to mute that thing?
I'm about to. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
I got your categories for mixtape, by the way. Are you ready?
Oh, here we go.
You want to do it 3:45 or 4:45?
Let's do it at 3:45.
3:45?
3:45.
Here are your categories, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare to write them down. Dan and Sam, if you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would it be? Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. So you're on a deserted island, one hip-hop song, keep it clean, okay? Thanks. This has to be a concert you actually attended.
Oh, okay.
Favorite concert you've ever experienced live? I don't want any live versions of songs. Just give me a song from that artist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, favorite song from a movie soundtrack.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Let me go over these again. If you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would that hip-hop song be? Keep it clean. Favorite concert you've ever experienced in person. Okay? And favorite song from a movie soundtrack. We'll do that at 3:45 this afternoon. I'm fired from hip-hop? What are you talking about?
I'm not sure what that means.
My hip-hop song is going to be awesome.
Is it going to be Fly?
It will be Fly. Full stop. I don't even know if I use that right. 5767798. Red Hots. Don't forget, we're going to do mixtape at 3:45. Glad to have Dan Weinbaum in today, filling in for Dana Wright.
This is a lot of pressure, I got to tell you, the mixtape. So I'm really...
These categories got you concerned?
Well, no, it always has me concerned because I just want to have a good show.
Now, you know
a good showing.
Nowadays, we do listeners decide the winner.
Okay, excellent.
So at 3:45, we're going to need three listeners to pick the winners.
Awesome.
Okay. And do you want me to do your music or do you want to do it yourself?
Oh, I'll probably do it myself. I can probably figure it out.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
The telephone number here is 576-7798. Your categories, by the way, for mixtape at 3:45, so at about an hour from now. If you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while you were stranded on a deserted island, what would it be? You actually have had to go to this concert, favorite concert you've ever experienced. And favorite song from a movie soundtrack.
So is it favorite concert or favorite concert song?
Favorite concert. I just need a song from the band.
Okay.
Doesn't even have to be the...
See, this is where it's like hard. I'm like, oh man, there's a really good one. And then there was this one.
Let's go to
overthinking.
Yep. Aaron, what up, man?
Hey, you guys. So you were talking about accountability on students doing their assignment. Well, the end accountability is whenever they give them a final test, whether they know the material or not. The other way some teachers handle whether your student is doing their actual work is by mixing up the order of questions or giving student A questions about dinosaurs and student B gets questions about invertebrates or whatever. You know, you just mix it up and then sometimes kids figure it out, sometimes they don't.
So that's a way to cut down on the answer sharing and the cheating, basically.
Right. But if say, your daughter, Scott, goes, well, yeah, Jurassic Park, that was the answer, and she is completely wrong, the teacher will be like, why'd you put Jurassic Park on there? How'd you know that was an answer to another question? Obviously, she's cheating.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just some things they can do, other things they can't. I mean, it just, as long as they're, you know, attempting to do their work and turning in something's better than nothing with what we've got going on currently, in my opinion.
All right, brother.
But, you know, whatever.
Aaron, always good to hear your voice, my friend.
Yep. Bye.
All right, be well. Writing in from 2045, my husband is a high school biology teacher. My sister is a second grade teacher. My daughter-in-law is a third grade teacher. They are working diligently. Extra, or their actual classroom or their home. I misread that one. Extra, or what they should be doing to earn, and just thank them. Do your part as a parent to help your child through this new approach. Stop being whiners. I have nothing but gratitude and sympathy for people in the educational field right now. My brother happens to be a former teacher, currently a vice principal. I hear from him all the time how hard this is for them. I get it. I have nothing but respect.
I'm hoping that there are people that are much smarter than us, and I know there are, but I hope that they are thinking about how the disruption to the education system that we're going through could lead to the betterment of it. Positive changes moving forward.
Hmm.
Changing it up. The system that we've had for so many decades really hasn't changed that much.
Truth.
And so maybe it is time. Maybe it's time to switch up some of the curriculum, change what the fundamentals are and the base levels and all of that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, when we think about kids being left behind or a lost year, mm-hmm. I think it could be an opportunity, because who says they're supposed to go to this age at this grade and then 6 months later they go to college for this time? And maybe that can change, you know. And there's got to be people that are smarter than me to figure this out, because I can just see that there could be something, but I don't even know what it could be.
Susan in Lee Summit, you got 1 minute. Can you do it?
Sure.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi there. Hi. My daughter is a sixth grade math teacher in Lee Summit, and she was kind of blindsided right at the end of August that she was going to now have double the kids that she normally taught, and she was going to be required to teach three subjects as opposed to two. And, you know, I know everything is difficult, but to blindside teachers like that and to have people that called in earlier say, well, teachers just kind of need to get over it, and they should be able to teach virtually and in person at the same time. It is not reasonable at all. And, you know, she's struggling with trying to get everything done. Plus, she's got a teacher who is her other sixth grade teacher who is older than I am. I'm 59, but older than I am. She's not versed in virtual. So my daughter's having to teach. They didn't teach her, the other teacher. You know, they provided no additional information, no additional training, nothing. So these teachers are sometimes going at it without any assistance from the district.
Yeah, Susan, it is a hard thing that a lot of teachers are having to deal with. It is something new, and it's almost like emergency education in a sense.
News is next. Dan Weinbaum in for Dana Wright. Mixtape coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.